Takiso Rabada was on the show the other day, by the way, if you want to hear his thoughts on how the Proteas are doing at the moment. That's on Catch Up. But just give us an update in real time, Jude. So Jude's got his setup, by the way. He's right next to his bed. We're broadcasting from home. He's got his mic, he's got his laptop, and then he's got his television. So he can tell us what the Proteas are doing right now.
Yeah, man. So the Proteas won the toss and elected to bat first. Currently 331 for 4, which is a massive total. I think it's going to be a record for Ireland if they do actually catch this total or reach the total. But Yanaman Milan, shout out to him. He is currently not out on 166 runs. Quinton de Kock also scoring high on 120. It's pretty awesome.
BB, you watching the cricket? You glued to it like Jude?
I would love to, but I'm watching other things instead.
What are you watching, baby? Update us.
Oh, you guys, I have been spending a bit too much time on Showmax lately. Like a South African production, yes, that everybody's been going on about for so long. And I'm just like, hold on, let me get to it. And then I started watching it and I realized there were like 100 episodes in one season. So I've only just started.
Good for you, man. Hey, by the way, you know, we've always said on the show, as much as you want to spread as much positivity and do as much good as we can, and of course we're going to do that. I don't know if you saw this, though, but there was an article we woke up to this morning. A group of journalists, including Kaya Koko, wrote about what they called Phase 2. They look at the looting that's gone on over the last couple of days, and they speak to investigators and intelligence, and they make a case that it was orchestrated from a power much higher than just what we saw on the ground. They also make the case that apparently, according to some of the intelligence, what has happened was phase one. Phase one means there's phase two, right? So what might that look like? And without being alarmist, we thought we'd get them on the air, talk through the article, and try to figure out just what is going on. And my thoughts, you know, despite it being a Friday, just that we all kind of want to know, right? Because it's going to affect us all. This is our country. This is our history. This is where we live. And so we'll do that next. And I think it will be interesting. I think you'll want to hear from Kaya Koko.